Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Timberwolves on the road. They play the Celtics. It has been a roller coaster ride. 8-7 start for the Timberwolves. And Kevin Lynch joins us. He is a Timberwolves analyst for FanDuel Sports Network. Kev, how you been?
I'm doing well, Steve. It's great to hear your lovely voice. It's been a while.
Well, thanks. It has been a while. Now, let's get into something really important.
I know
you love Thanksgiving. How much are you looking forward to Thursday? Put on the feed bag and really get after it.
Let me say, excuse me, a couple things about Thanksgiving. Number one, one issue I have with Thanksgiving, Steve, is eating too soon. I mean, a lot of people are like, be here. We're going to start eating at noon. Like noon,
it's like, come on.
Have it a little, you got to have it a little bit later in the afternoon, like 2 or 3.
Right.
Then you can get up, you can go like work out to build up an appetite, and then so when you get there, because I'm a type of guy that I don't eat much food early in the day, so because I'm not hungry. So if I'm eating a Thanksgiving meal at noon, it's too early. That's number one, Steve. Number two, one thing I love when it comes to Thanksgiving food is macaroni and cheese. Oh baby, now we're talking. I love everything else. I love everything else really except for cranberries. But I do like macaroni and cheese with my Thanksgiving grub.
Yeah, I totally agree. You lost me with the workout on Thanksgiving. That's come on. I get up and I'll watch the parade. And then I'm pretty much eating the rest of the time and laying around watching football. But you know what, Kev, you still look like you could play 25 minutes in the NBA. You're in phenomenal shape. So,
well, for you. Thank you for saying that. I might look like I can play a little bit, but you put me out there and I would get embarrassed quickly.
Yeah. Timberwolves, let's get into it in the time we have remaining. It has been an up and down, but do you buy into this theory that there's new guys? Cats moved on. They brought in a couple of players. That it's going to take a while for this team to kind of figure out what their identity is.
I think there's something to that. I mean, we're still 15 games into the season.
Yep.
So let's give it 20-25 games. Give it a third of the season. You know, if we're still kind of talking about at game 50. Come January or February or something, and they're still kind of, they're still so inconsistent, which they have been, then let's have another conversation. But that's a big change, with getting rid of your second best player, getting two main guys coming in from a different situation. And at the same time, if they're going to take a while to adjust to new players, these guys are pros. These guys are all in their 20s and 30s, at least the main guys, and so it shouldn't take that long. But they've got a lot of issues to figure out. It's not like they're 8-7 because of health and injuries and whatever. It's they got a variety. They're healthy, but it's just one night it's bad offense and turnovers. The next night it's a leaky defense and. So they got some stuff to figure out. So hopefully it's not going to take half a season to figure it out. And then they need to start to make a move here pretty soon. But the talent is there, no question. We'll see if they can figure it out here in the next month or so.
It is one of the concerns, and it gets into the old saying, Father Time is undefeated. And Mike Conley's a year older and has been really good in a key part of it. Is there a concern, you know, that you're not going to get as much over the long haul this year out of Mike Conley just because of the minutes he's played in this league and the fact that he is an older player now?
Of course, that's a he's 37, yeah. So that's always going to be a concern there. I know they kind of talked before this at media day about, back-to-backs, maybe a game he's not going to play. In some of those back-to-back situations, he won't play a game, and they're going to limit his minutes anyways, the games he does play. So, yeah, that's a concern. And with it, with a team where they have some wild card players, Edwards to a degree can be a wild, even though he's super talented, and McDaniels can be up and down. They need that steadiness from Conley. So, and if he's, obviously he's on the back end of his career, so they kind of lack a backup point guard. And on top of that, Dillingham, their young point guard of the future, he's a rookie, so he hasn't played much, but I don't take him as a guy, at least at this point in his career, that's going to organize and settle everybody down. He kind of plays 100 miles an hour, so Conley's not going to be what he was 10 years ago, and then he's going to miss some nights, and then those games when he doesn't play, or he is playing and just not playing well, that's a part of this too, I think. It's like sometimes these NBA teams, Steve, at least the modern game, is jack up all these threes, play super fast, and I kind of wonder, when I look at the Wolves roster, do you have a roster that can really play that way and do it successfully? Because Conley's older, he's a methodical control point guard anyways, Gobert is a slower player, Julius Randle's kind of more of an isolation, half-court type of guy, and then you're trying to play an up-and-down game with main players that are kind of more slower, methodical type of players when they're at their best, and you kind of wonder if playing fast and jacking up threes really suits that roster.
Yeah, another guy I wanted to bring up before we run out of time, Dante DiVincenzo. What's your read on this? There's some hand-wringing early that, this guy was billed as just, a three-point shooter and an outside threat, and this guy's going to just change the look of this club. And he certainly has that skill set. Does it get back to, it's still early, 15 games in, give the guy time to settle in, he's still a really good shooter and it's going to be a key part of this deal going forward?
Yeah, I mean, he's shown flashes of being that, that whatever, that deep sniper, making shots and, picking up the pace without Towns in the lineup now for the Wolves. And so he's done that, just he hasn't done it consistently. I mean, some games he'll just the other night, I don't remember which game it was, but he's had four threes in the second quarter. And it might have been the Phoenix game. And so that's kind of what you're hoping he's going to do every night. Maybe not four in one quarter, but, be that consistent threat, and he hasn't done that. So I don't know. I think at the end of the day, it's going to get better. So whatever DiVincenzo is right now at game 15, unless it completely goes sideways, I would assume that over the course of the season, game 30, game 50, it's going to get better and better. So I have faith that this guy's in the prime of his career, and he's excited, from what I can understand, to be in Minnesota now and be with a good team. So I think it's going to come, and he'll shoot more consistently as the season goes on.
Well, Kev, always good to visit with you. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family for sure.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Same to you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, talk to you down the road. There he is, Kevin Lynch, FanDuel Sports Network Timberwolves analyst, joining us. By the way, the Wolves play a Sunday matinee, 2:30 start time our time, Timberwolves and Celtics from Boston. They return home. They get the Rockets Tuesday. The Kings in on Wednesday. The back-to-back's not a huge fan, but I get it. They got to get 82 games in. And by the way, the teams all love Friday and Saturday night home games, so along the way to make that work out, you're going to get some back-to-back. 5:33, we'll have the weather. We'll have Pat Coleman, D3Football.com, sort out what's going on there. We'll get a game report. Beth will beat Cole in the D3 playoffs, and another look at the Big Ten and Top 25 scoreboard with Jonathan Lowe. It's all coming up here on News Talk 830 WCCO.